My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet. Bhagwan Sri Sai Baba. And my dear students, ladies and gentlemen, standing here talking to you is not an easy job for me. I have stood at this podium many times and spoke when Swami was by the side. When I speak today, I remember those moments. He is always with us, every one of us. But every one of us realizes truly his physical presence was magnetic. It was nothing like the experience of his physical presence. That we miss. I was very fortunate to learn at his feet the basic principles of administration. Basic principles of human administration, basic principles of financial administration, basic principles of material administration, and the ultimate principle of clinical administration, that is love. How to bring the word love in treatment of patients who are suffering with disease. They do not require only the treatment of the disease, they require love, they require affection. This unfortunately is missing from our present style of treatment, technically, professionally. There were no curriculum of medical colleges all over the world. Human relationship is dealt with for treatment of the human being. It was only Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba who enunciated this principle, and this principle has come into being in practice in his so-called temples of healing, and I would call it the laboratory of healing with love. These hospitals are not only technically good from the point of view of equipment, from the point of view of building, from the point of view of personnel, and the free medicines, etc., that they are given, but they are also singular, the way the patients are dealt with, because all the staff tries to follow the path initiated for them by Bhagwan. Bhagwan was this originator of the idea of humanization of medicine and make the hospital like a home. The patient should feel that he has not come to some place where he will be butchered, a place where he will be sort of inhumanly dealt with, but he will be dealt with love and care as if he was coming to his home. And the concept of hospital as a home to a patient, the concept of treating the patient now, the future generations of the doctors to come will see this flourishing idea, this idea blooming, and this idea developing into a practical form all over the world. I have no doubt about it. in the origin was made by Bhagavan. And this unique experiment will be a beacon light for all the world to follow, at least the medical world to follow in future. Bhagavan was a phenomenon, is a phenomenon, very mysterious phenomenon. Nobody can claim to have known him. Nobody can claim to interpret him. We weakly and deeply try to understand and make whatever he says to us. It was this quality of the mystery, of the mystic in Bhagavan, that attracted me right in the beginning as to who is this Sai Baba. I did not know anything about him till 1970, I think. I had been on an official trip to Iraq, and when I returned to Delhi, I went to a friend's place in whose drawing room, just close to the city, used to be two big pictures and beautiful pictures of Shiva on one side and Devi on one side. And when I returned, he called me for a dinner at his place. I saw it in between the two photographs. He had put a photograph of somebody with a huge profuse hair and looking like a hippie. And out came from my mouth, "Somnath, what have you put up here? A hippie's photograph. What has happened to you?" He got very much nonplussed. Particularly his old parents, they kept quiet, they were talking, they were looking to me as if I had said something which was blasphemy. And I said, "I'm sorry, have I made a mistake?" He said, "No, this person is Bhagavan, God himself. He is a mixture of Shiva. You can see him, Shiva in him, you can see Shakti in him. If you have the power, if you have the faith in you." I said, "Who is anyway this person?" He said, "It's called Sat Sai Baba." He gave me a book in Hindi. I did not know how to read Hindi so fluently. But he gave me a book, Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Part 1. I took this book home, and then next day I started reading it, casually turning the pages. And I got so much interested in the whole book, with great difficulty, I read the whole book from the first page to the last page. That was the attraction. That was the mystique. That was the mystery in Swami. That attracted me. And the moment I finished the book, by the time I realized I had missed my classes also. I was a teacher, faculty member. That day I had in AIIMS, I had missed my lecturing. I did not know. My meals also. I was busy with the book. I don't know who was my guru towards the mysticism of Swami, Satyam Shivam Sundaram Part 1, or my friend the Somnath, but that is how I got introduced. And I gradually started coming to the bhajans and all that, made inquiries, what is the organization, what is this, what is that, and gradually I became involved to this such an extent that I even forgot what was my motivation while working at AIIMS in the Department of Anatomy those days. But when I shifted to hospital in 75 and became in charge of all the hospitals of AIIMS, somehow or other it dawned on me that this book has come to me and this light has come to me, this awakening has come to me in order to utilize it in the hospital. And in the AIIMS hospital also I tried to humanize as much as I could. I had not come in contact with Swami by that time. It was only the book. The mysteries always attracted me. When I was a child, the mysteries, the stories used to attract me. And which are the better mystery books than the Puranas, than the stories of Mahabharata and Ramayana and all these things? And these, I was belonging to a very religious, orthodox Brahmin family of Kashmir. Very ritualistic family. So, I was interested in mystery. Who is God? What is God? What is behind all this? All this cannot be untrue. There is some truth somewhere. The moment I read Satyam Shivam Sundaram, I got this impression that here is a person who can tell me everything. And I became his servant forever. Then of course, the developments took place and further events happened when Bhagwan decided to, must have conceived, I don't know when and how, about forming a super specialty hospital. I also do not know how he chose me. I had absolutely no contract with him. I had interviews. I had come. 1983 I had come. I had interviews. He knew that I was the medical superintendent and medical director of All India Institute of Medical Sciences. But he never talked to me about it. Very, very meticulously he developed the faith in me. As a scientific person, imbibed in complete scientific way of medicine, I had started disbelieving all the stories, all the things that I had read in Purana, I had read about the things that are happening through the Mahabharata and Ramayana. I thought most of it was imagination, some good novel written by people. Practically speaking, that was my impression. The faith had come to the minimum. But when I used to go Swami's bhajans and all these things, I used to go to the Delhi suburb. We had adopted a village, Sultanpur. We used to go there. I used to give free medical treatment to the patients there. All through, gradually my faith started developing. And how did Swami did that? That in my life, I used to smoke a pipe. And very fond of smoking a pipe I was. It looked very fashionable. And once I had gone to a friend's place, another friend's place, a saintly person was there, He gave me some prasadam of cashew nuts and I put them in my pocket. And when I tried to come out of after all listening to him for 1 hour or so, feeling a little bored, I came out, I tried to smoke the pipe. But this cashew nut got stuck up in the pipe. It would not allow me to fill in the pipe with fresh tobacco. So I had to reach home with a knife. I could probably break the cashew nut and fill the pipe. When I took a knife and tried to open it, the pipe broke. Pipe broke. And thereby suddenly I realized that there is a message in this whole phenomenon. I should not smoke. God does not want me to smoke. By that time, attending the bhajans and beautiful bhajans of Swami, they are very attractive. This is the Swami's philosophy's cutting edge in the bhajan. Everybody is attracted to Swami, primarily also apart from his own personality because of the bhajan. They already started transforming me probably, and this idea suddenly came. I left all the smoking, all the social drinking, and everything else that goes with it, because being in Delhi at a very senior position would mean my having a lot of social life, which I was having, the dinners and lunches with people of eminence and people like ambassadors and all those things, and in those parties you get lots of these such things. I left everything. This was how the faith started. It was because of that little faith, quantum of faith, that I started making small sacrifices and walked ahead till I must have come to the degree that Swami wanted me to come to. And then in 1984, after we married our children, I came to Puttaparthi. I had my first interview and a series of interviews after that. In each interview, my ego was broken. In each interview, the whole idea was to show me the glimpses of the truth. It was some good function, I don't know, my birthday or something. I wanted to take a rose to Swami. And my wife said that you take it. I said, why don't you take it? We started quarreling about it a little. And ultimately I took it and Swami called us for the interview. Luckily, Swami called us for the interview. And there he told me the whole story, that you started quarreling about the rose and who should carry it and all that. I thought to myself, this person is a very clever thought reader. This came to me as a, in the mind, in the, as a doctor, that thought reading is a process that can be practiced, and probably he reads the thoughts. And I kept quiet. Next day, night, I had a dream in which Swami, I very rarely have dreams. But Swami came to me in the dream. He said, have Pad Namaskar. Very clearly, take off your specs. Because during earlier Pad Namaskars, with my specs on, I could not touch with my eyes his feet, and I did not want to hurt his feet by my spectacles. So it was a half path namaskar actually. So he told me, take off your spectacles. And I did the path namaskar. Next day again I had an interview. We, that means myself and my wife, and Swami told me, did I come to you in the dream? I said, yes, Swami. I gave you the path namaskar. I said, yes, Swami. So it's not thought reading. So, from medical point of view, thought reading would come in the conscious brain, and it had gone deeper than that. How could he go to the depths of the mind unless he had great spiritual powers? That was quite clear to me. No doubt about it. To a doctor to convince him, and to a scientific person. So, this is how my faith gradually he built up. Then, ultimately on the day when hospital was to be opened, it's a big story, so many books can be written about it, my experiences, you know, how we reached that stage. But anyway, when the hospital was to be opened, the operation theater was not ready in the sense that the colony count was very high in the operation theaters. The colonies we cultured. The culturing was done by Mrs. Prema Bhatt in a pressure cooker rather than in an incubator of proper type. Anyway, but I became very nervous. I lost all my wits. I came back home, must have been 9:30 from the hospital in the evening, and I started weeping at my bed. My wife came, and I rarely become emotional, but this is how it happened. And she was surprised, and she told me to have faith in Swami. The very Swami that has told you to do this, the very Swami who has built up all this, will just solve this small problem. Don't worry. Have faith in Him. And Swami spoke to me through her. And I slept a little early in the morning. I rushed back to the operation theater, rushed back to the hospital. What is the result of the culture? Absolutely negative. There were no bacteria. It was a clean theater. And I could, on my conscience, we could operate. We could have operated when the results were positive even. But that would be deceiving, that would not be a correct procedure professionally. But it was to be done scientifically, and it was to be done according to the rules, and Swami saw to it. I don't know what power did it. And when we were able to operate, 4 operations were done. And all the 4 were major operations of the heart. And all of them healed up very quickly. Better than the international average for such operations. This is how my faith got strengthened. And the faith I ultimately came to this conclusion that if there is a God,
He is the God. He is to be followed impeccably. He is to be followed without any contradiction. He is to be followed without any doubt. When that happens, then things start happening. Then it is not you who are doing, but it is He who is doing. He takes over. There was a case, a medical case, sent for a very difficult operation. Some close relation of the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at that time, I don't remember the name. And he had settled down in London. And he had a heart trouble. He had a heart attack. Angiography extra was done, and it was thought that he should undergo the coronary bypass surgery. But the London hospitals refused to do the coronary bypass surgery because his lungs were very bad. He was a chain smoker, and then he had other ailments. This gentleman was brought by his close relation, the Chief Minister, to Bhagwan's feet and told him that this patient is there. You are the only respite. Bhagwan said, all right. He called me. He said, to deal with this situation. I called the best heart surgeon available at that time, Professor Venugopal from AIIMS. This fellow had something wrong with the abdomen also, which we did not know at that time. I called the professor and head of the Department of Surgery from AIIMS also. And they all flew to Bhagwan. Everybody was waiting for his command. No question. He could just say, come, and the people would come. They came. They examined the patient. The patient with very bad lungs and a cancer of the colon in the abdomen. His appendix was bad and he had bad coronaries. What to do? What to do, Bhagwan, with such a patient? He said, two surgeons will operate. This is what Bhagwan said. Not the surgeon, not myself. Bhagwan said, two surgeons will operate. One will operate on the abdomen. One will operate for the heart. Simultaneously. I was exasperated. Such a bad patient with very bad lungs and a great drinker also. His liver must have also been compromised. The prognosis for such a patient is very bad. But Bhagwan's command was there. The surgeons started operating. And believe me, the operations went on very successfully. Three major operations were done. One on the heart, one on the colon, and one appendix also removed. And the patient recovered remarkably well. To the extent that he left smoking, he left drinking, and he became a good man also in the process. Because he got a lesson of his life. This is practically a medical thing which is documented, which anybody can see the facts for themselves. This is what faith can do. The faith of those doctors in Bhagwan and the blessings of the Bhagwan. And least ego on the part of the physician, treating physician or myself. There was no doubt about it. And it's a remarkable thing. While all this was going on, another thing happened, which was very important and still is very important to me. And my mother-in-law suddenly fell ill. I got the message in Puttaparthi. I told them to shift it, mother-in-law, to All India Institute of Medical Sciences. I did some telephoning and all that. She got admitted there. And I told Bhagwan that I have to go to Delhi. And problem is, my wife's mother is not well and all this. Bhagwan said, go. Don't worry, all will be well. Both of us went. She was admitted there and her abdomen had swollen up. There was a knot that had developed in her large intestines. That knot was not resolving itself. A surgery was needed. And she was severely diabetic and a poor risk for surgery. The head of the department of surgery, who was a friend of mine, an erstwhile colleague, he said it is very difficult to do this operation. And be prepared for anything if you have children may be called and all this and that. My wife probably has more belief and more faith in Bhagavan at that time. She rubbed the vibhuti after everybody left of the abdomen of her mother. And believe me, in the morning, during the night itself, the knot resolved. She passed huge amount of stools and the whole swelling was reduced. In the morning when the surgeon came for the morning round to see how to plan the surgery and what to do, she found a perfectly normal patient. He said, there is nothing wrong. What happened? My wife said, I rubbed the vibhuti of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba on her abdomen. This is what happened. He said, oh. And cut off his visit and went out of the room, private room. Next day, unfortunately for her and me, the same malady appeared again. Again the abdomen got swollen up and again the same treatment was done. The surgeon said, look, I told you, these things don't work. Surgery has to be done. I said, if it has to be done, why don't you do it? Oh, he said, see, risk point of view and all that. Just, and she again rubbed the vibhuti and the swelling rectified. Second time, and afterwards it did not. My surgeon fellow got really, now there is something more to be thought about this vibhuti. It is really working, he said. It is better than surgery. And he said, no, I will send her for the sigmoidoscopy and for the x-ray examinations and all those things. I said, by all means. She came out perfectly okay. There was nothing wrong. A misdiagnosis probably. That's what the radiologist said. You see, the surgeon Sharma, who was the head of the department of surgery, he became a devotee. That's what I say, that it has a greater significance for me. It was not now A.N. Safaya alone, but it was his colleagues also, erstwhile colleagues in AIMS, who were very, very skeptical about free high-tech medicine. How can it be given free? And how will it work? They saw it working. And Swami became a household name in AIMS because of such things. And there many doctors started now traveling to ringing me up, kindly make arrangements for me for the accommodation and for sitting. We want to have darshan of Swami and all this thing. You see how this change took place. This is how faith developed. And this is what is lacking. In the medical profession, everything can be done, but this faith in God and faith in divinity, faith in love, has disappeared. That faith has to be regenerated, that has to be recreated. That was the whole idea of creating these two super specialty hospitals, that even in high degree of medical specialization, it is possible to give free medicine. And it's possible to give free medicine with love and care. This is the journey to Swami, journey to divinity, step by step on the path of developing faith. You have trust in Him, and if you walk one step, He will walk 10 steps. All these, there are innumerable of, amount of examples which I can quote, for which I quoted these examples because these are recorded. Medical records are in the form of records which any one of you can go and check the veracity and the truthfulness of these records. And this is not a imagination or psychophancy on my part. But this is really what has happened, and it's a recorded medical facts. So these are the main features of my being with Him and my journey towards divinity. That was Bhagwan incarnate Himself. And Bhagwan gave me the ultimate experience of being with Him, being with us and my colleagues in the super specialty hospital of Prashantigram during His last 28 days. We had the glimpse of, apart from anything else, apart from our feelings, apart from what was going on, we had the glimpse of an ideal patient. All sorts of maneuvers and procedures were done on him. Cardiac catheterization, aortic balloons, venesections, tracheostomy. Bhagwan never even winced, tolerated. It's like I have never seen any patient doing it. This is the ultimate chapter in my life, is my message. He has given a message to all of us how to behave in the ultimate suffering also. He must have been suffering as the human body is going. But He never winced. He never even raised a finger. He never moaned till quietly He dissolved Himself with the divinity. It was an ultimate experience. And I must be one of the few, along with my colleagues, who not only saw the glory, who not only saw the blooming of the rose, who also saw the drooping of the rose. It will always be an ultimate experience with us, over which I am not simple, still able to cross over. I have submitted my resignation to the Central Trust for not being the director. Because I feel in my hearts of hearts that one person which I wanted to save, which we should have wanted to save, which we could not save. Because he wanted it that way. I know that. It's a matter of faith. But it's very difficult to convince myself. And I cannot work in the same hospital now. That is why I want to take leave from the administration of that hospital. And the years of closeness of 21 years with him by his side, to work with Bhagwan was just walking on the edge of his word, which most of you must have known. You cannot make a mistake. There was nothing like 99% with him. Everything had to be 100%. There is no compromise. You have to work for 100%. And you had to work if you are his devotee. If you have faith in him, you have to do it that way. There is no question. He was a very, very, very hard taskmaster. There is no question. All of you who have been his students or ex-students must have known, must be knowing. For me, he was close and I was feeling the heat every moment. Any time I used to go away from Puttaparthi to Delhi, I was heaving a great sigh of relief. I am away from the heat. Let me enjoy. But reaching Delhi, I was longing for that heat again. When shall I come back? That was Swami. And that is Swami. It is very difficult to think of a world without his physical form, for me at least. Mentally he is always with all of us. And he is even guiding us. And the only message that I have for the students is that the mission which he started, the purpose of the mission, don't go over the enunciates, but at the depth of the mission, the purpose of the real purpose of the mission, you kindly stick to that. In whatever walk of life you are, whether in business, whether in government service, whether in any place, spread the Swami's knowledge, Swami's words and Swami's message of love. The whole medicine concept is born out of love. Because you love him, that is that healing. Not that because he has money, not he is a rich man, let me plunder his pocket and therefore let me treat him. No, love him. And similarly, this love can be practiced anywhere, in any branch, in any service of life you are working. Thank you. And Sai Ram to all of you.